here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Yeah, sad news. One of the characters in the... Well, he was a part of the Liberal Party for over 30 years. John Elliott, Jack Elliott. He unfortunately passed away. He aged 79, only 10 days before his 80th birthday.
Oh, but
he was the Carlton president for since 1983 to 2002. And he went bankrupt in 2005. And then he clawed his way back, and he was just a larger-than-life character.
He was.
He's famous for the, saying, "Oh, big ass," every time.
And the big rubber character of him, yeah.
Yeah, every time you hear it, you think of Jack.
Made him notorious for this now famous catch cry.
I don't think I've ever said it in my life.
It's such an awful expression. I can't imagine whoever attributed it to him. But it's caught on because we drive down the street and people wind their windows down and go, "Pig's ass."
Such a laugh from that funeral class today.
Oh, Jack, he was fantastic. And they're the characters you love around football clubs.
Yeah.
And he was around for a long time. He cost Carlton $1 million in dodging the salary cap.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day. So he did that. But his motto was never look back. So,
and he had a couple of premierships as president.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Jack, he loved his darts. He loved his booze. He was one of a kind, Jack.
Absolutely. Look, this is a big heads up. Yesterday we were telling you that there was footy tickets for Pfizer. That has completely fallen over. Apparently the Therapeutic Goods Association say it breaches COVID-19 rules. You may not offer incentives like this to get people vaccinated.
I didn't think you could.
Yeah. Wow, what about all those
What about
all these beer companies and everything saying, "Oh, we'll give you this, we'll give you that"?
There's strange rules involved. So get this, the double reverse backflip has happened and been refused.
Yeah.
So no one from the Queensland government, right, or the NRL checked with the TGA to see if these things fitted okay. When they went to try and break down the red tape, Yvette Darth went to the TGA and they said, what we'll do is we'll let it go ahead and we won't get anybody in trouble for it. And the NRL went, "I'm not falling for that little sister tactic. No way. So we could have had it, then they knocked it on the head, and we could have had it again, and they've knocked it on the head again.
So what's the outcome?
Buy your own tickets and go to the footy.
Okay.
Watch it on
Channel
9.
Get your own vaccination in your own time.
Give yourself a chance.
All right, well, finally, I cannot believe this vacant bit of a block in Surface has finally gone for $110,000.
Yeah.
This is amazing. At Hanlon Street.
Cheap, is it?
Well, it's a garage. Now, this was first on sale, I think it was around July or June, and it's gone down a little bit. It was on the market for
$125,000. Yeah.
Now, it's a garage, and it's an old garage.
Whereabouts? Like, how do you say Hanlon Street? But what is it? Just a garage. That's it.
It's attached to the heritage-listed Kinkaboole building, right?
Yeah.
In Surface. Now, this thing, as Ben and I were saying this morning, at least fix your dodgy roller door. It's not even a roller door. It's one of those tilt ones. And it's all banged in.
The old tilt door used to be famous.
Yeah, but no one's fixed it since someone reversed into it.
Yeah, and it's all banged in and whatever. So apparently it's a huge garage at 21 square metres. So apparently you can get around $400-something a month for renting out your car park.
There's not a lot of maintenance.
Well, no, I know that, but really, can you really for that price? Is that what is happening? I know that's Sydney and Melbourne, but I don't understand.
If you want to invest money, especially in the big cities, buy car parks.
But they're saying it was a studio. It's not a studio.
No, it's a garage.
How do you get away with that?
It's a garage with a bashed-in door.
You can't even put your bedroom on and say, "Oh, I'll turn the garage into the third bedroom." You can't classify that three better.
Oh, well, someone's $110,000 worse off then, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm. Like a car, though.
That's true.
And that is what you need to know.